The Holiday Islands Suburban Improvement District Board of Commissioners is in session of a special meeting. It is Wednesday, October 1st at 1:30 PM. We'll stand for the pledge of allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Will the secretary call the roll, please?
Commissioner Rushford here, Commissioner Reagan.
Here.
Commissioner Stiff.
Here.
Mr. Pinkley.
Here.
Commissioner Ralph.
Here.
Okay.
We have a quorum. Have a motion to approve the agenda.
I'll make a motion to approve the agenda.
Second.
Been moved and seconded to approve the agenda. All those in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Action items. Old business, regulation 2025-004, the second reading of the road dedications. Mr. Davis.
So.
Pull up the screen.
Okay. So long story short, we were ready to get stuff on the board, but last week we did a second reading. However, it was raised by the audience that because we made any changes to it, that we would have to do a second reading again.
That's correct.
So we talked to lawyers, and the lawyer said, just go ahead and do it again. So this, we're going to count last week as the first reading, and today I make a motion that we approve regulation 2025-004, road dedications, as a second reading.
I'll second that. It's been moved and seconded. All in favor, say aye.
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 Opposed? Do you want to do the second reading by title only, or do you want to read the whole thing?
I'd recommend. We've already read the whole thing once.
Right.
We already talked about the changes we made last week.
Can you just do the title?
I move that we pass regulation 2025-004 by title only for the road dedication second reading.
Okay.
Okay, so you want roll call vote?
Yes, it'll be a roll call vote.
Commissioner Rushford, yes. Commissioner Reagan?
Yes.
Commissioner Stiff?
Yes.
Commissioner Pinkley?
Yes.
Commissioner Ralph?
Yes.
Okay, unanimous.
It has been approved, regulation 2025-004, road dedications, the second reading is approved. We have some people here to show us a sign that is representative of what we've been talking about for the last month, about an LED sign. They brought one from Oklahoma for us to look at. And I would say that, actually, we should just go ahead and adjourn.
Well, we can take
the recess for the time being.
We could take the tape recorder outside with us and look at it, so we will still be in session.
Okay, we're still in session. We'll go outside. All right.
Sign?
Yeah, is it okay if I just do it right here on the porch?
Sure. Here, I'll see it from here.
This is a Vantage full-colored LED sign. This is a 4 foot by 8 foot 10 millimeter board. The sign that we're looking at up there was a 3 foot by 10 foot 10 millimeter board. We have the brightest LED signs in the industry. To tell you a little bit about how they rate brightness, the amount of light that the sun generates here on Earth on our bright sunny days, right at 5,000 nits, 5,000 to 5,200 nits. So most generally, everybody makes these signs between 6,500 and 7,500 nits, so you can still see them during the daytime. Vantage LED makes their signs at 10,000 plus nit brightness. That makes you what we call in the sign business, first read. So if you're in a busy intersection and everybody's got an LED sign, you're the only one with a Vantage, everybody's going to look at your board first. With that being said, they come with a diode on the outside of the sign to determine the brightness outside. So if it becomes cloudy, it's going to automatically dim down your sign. If it gets dark, your sign's going to dim down by about 50% to where it's not blinding people when they drive up and down the road. We also have the best warranty in the business. Our closest competitor is a 5-year parts-only warranty. to give you an idea of what our competitors' warranties are like. On a 5-year parts warranty, if your sign fails, wherever you bought it will diagnose what's wrong with your sign. They will take your credit card, charge you for whatever part they're going to send you, with the understanding that you're going to send the old part back within 30 days or they're going to charge you for that part, which becomes really hard to do when they've got to send you the part, and then being that it's a parts-only warranty, it's up to you guys to find a technician to come and put that part in. With us, our boards are 7-year parts and 7-year on-site labor warranty. If you have a failure in your sign, which these signs very rarely ever fail, that's how they can put that warranty on there, then within 96 hours, they'll have a technician out here fixing your sign. They'll dispatch it out, would be Fayetteville or Springdale. They'll overnight the part to that person, and that person will drive down and fix your sign. Won't cost you a dime. You don't have to do any of the footwork or any of the mess. Something else that we do is we give away 7 years worth of lightning strike and vandalism coverage. So if somebody walks by down there at the country club or comes out drinking and hits your sign with a bat or whatever it may be, you're covered for 7 years. They'll either fix it or replace it for 7 years, up to a $5,000 deductible on your insurance. So, like, everybody insures these things because they're so expensive. One of the biggest things that we do that nobody else does is we will create your content for you for 7 years. I don't know if anybody here is graphics designers or not. Is anybody here a graphics designer? It's hard to make this content. Everything that you're seeing on there, our graphics designing team has made. They're very, very good at what they do. This is all they do, as they said, they make content for our locations. If you want Santa Claus pulling into the country club down there with a satchel full of golf balls on his back with a horse and sleigh, they'll make that for you. Send it to your SM Infinity cloud-based programming system, and then you can just throw it up on your sign.
Free.
For free, which is amazing. If you were to go to a graphics designer and have that content, piece of content made, it'd cost you about $500 to have it made. It's kind of a no-brainer type deal.
How many can you have made?
You can have 10 stills or 5 videos a month made. Mm-hmm.
10 stills. How much is it if you want to do 5 more, 2 more, 1 more?
You can go, I could probably get it done for you. I could probably get you up to the silver. This is the bronze package. I've got a lot of pull with the company. That would give you 1,000, I believe. That would give you 1,200 points. It's 50 points for a still and 100 points for a video. So that would give you either 12 videos or it would give you 24 stills. The thing with the videos, and just to give you, and I'll go into more of this, this isn't going to be like if you bought something from DAC or from some other company or whatever that's came down here, they give you a sign, it's yours, you own it, good luck, program it. We're not like that. We will be down here helping you, training you how to program it. Me and him both, or him alone, he's awesome at it. Very super easy to program. I'd kind of like to kind of give you guys an idea of the simplicity of the programming in there on my laptop. It's night and day compared to everybody else's. Vantage builds and manufactures and engineers their boards and programming system in the United States. So the programming is very easy for us to understand. You get these boards from China, and China has wrote these programming systems and tried to transfer them over to English, and they're very complex, so they're very hard to understand. And then, it takes forever to get used to doing it, and they're very limited to what they can do. And they don't make none of your content for you.
Let me ask you this. On your own private property, you can advertise for your business on your property. Mm-hmm. But when you start advertising other businesses, does RDOT get involved in that type of signage? Or is it the city that has an ordinance to advertise for other people on your sign?
It would be the city ordinance that you would go by up there where you're
RDOT at. Has nothing to do with it.
No. No. Not there. It wouldn't at all. No.
Because it's on their road. Well, it's not on their road. It's real. Mm-hmm. Okay.
You can now, if you go like big billboard size, like I'm talking 10 by 20, stuff like that, your ads have to stay on there for 8 seconds. Everybody's ads got it goes up and it stays on for 8 seconds. When you're talking about like a 3x10 or kind of like, something different, not quite that big, you can throw up ads, videos, ads. But keep in mind, and this is something that I'll train you that nobody else is going to train you to do, you can do 8-second videos. It might take 30 seconds for somebody to drive by that place, and you might only get two ads in the passenger seats. When if you did stills, you could get 10 in the passenger seats of those cars. Does that make sense? So the stills are where it's at. They really are, because it's all about how many ads can I get into the passenger seat of that car. Something else that a lot of people don't think about anymore, but I'm sure all you guys remember the time and temp units that went in front of them banks 20 years ago. And we looked at them every damn time we went by there because we knew we were going to get the time and temperature. That same marketing tool still rings true on these full-colored LED signs. Yeah. Every fourth or fifth advertisement, throw up the time and temp for 1 second and then bring it back down. That's going to train Joanne that drives up to the Sunfest 15 times a day to look at your sign every time she goes by there. You know what I'm saying? Waiting for that to come up and reading your advertisements. People love the word free. We have so many angles to get people to read these boards. I mean, I got a lady in Taneytown, Arkansas. She has an insurance company. I went down there like a month after her sign went up. She goes, Doug, you're not going to believe this. She goes, I've wrote more policies since I put this sign up. She would go to Walmart every Sunday evening and buy a $10 gas card, is what she called it. But it was actually a Walmart gift card, but they had gas pumps outside. And she was right in front of Walmart. And she would go through the phone book and say, if your name's Noah Bodaroff, stopping today for your free gas card. She said, Doug, I will be waiting to turn into my business, and you will see people slowing down, seeing if their name's on that sign. But you're talking about a 5,000 population city, so, you know, everybody's looking. Yeah. So where I'm going with that story, it's all about thinking outside the box. It's all about, you know, lake levels, big deal. You put the lake levels on that thing for a second or two. On your stills, you don't want your stills up there any longer than 3 or 4 seconds. My sweet spot is 2. And it doesn't sound like much, but these are at 2, and I'll show you a still at 2. That's not a still, that's a video. Hang on. That's a still. That's 2 seconds. You see how long that was up there? It doesn't seem like that long when you say it out loud, but 1,000, 2,000, and you change. That change, these are 2 seconds.
So what's the difference between a still and a video?
This is a video.
Mm-hmm.
And then we got some more videos on there too. See, everything's moving.
So if it moves, it's a video.
If it moves, it's a video, yeah. Okay. And most generally, when they make your videos for you, they're 8 seconds. I mean, you can request the video to be however long you want when they make it for you. But 8 seconds is pretty, you can get enough on there. I mean, because you got to keep in mind you're moving stuff and changing screens and everything's moving. That's a still. That's kind of considered a video, but it's not much of a video there. And you can change them from anywhere. So unlike most everybody else that builds these, you don't have to be on site at the country club to change this sign. You can be at home in your recliner and change your sign. And, you know, if it snows 4 foot here and you want to put closed inclement weather, you can just open up your laptop and change your sign and send it to your sign, and it will change within 60 seconds.
Does it have to be a laptop?
It doesn't have to be a laptop. It could be a desktop. It could be anything. You can do it with your phone, but it's, I mean, I've done it with my phone, but it's much easier to do on a laptop. I mean, it's just, it's bigger. You can see everything. It's drag and drop. I'll show you here in a minute. It's super user-friendly. On a phone, you kind of have to, okay, I got to do this, you got to do that, and then it's just like, yeah, it's just not as easy.
Yep, yeah. Let's take it back inside.
Do you guys have any questions?
Yep. Well,
okay.
Yeah.
It's either cold or hot, seems like this time of year, you know? It's never...
Just never happy if it's clean.
Sign up for the service. It's like $300 a month for the service. Most generally, we also have a doodle editor where you can make your own stuff. Typically, they give 1 year away. We do a lot of sales for Vantage. We're their biggest distributor, so we get all, we call it the 777.
7 years custom content, 7 years parts and on-site labor warranty, and 7 years lightning strike and vandalism coverage. It's just a super, super safe and secure way for the end users to buy a sign and not have to worry about anything going wrong that they're responsible for. Does that make sense? Including creating content, which is pretty cool.
So if we've created a content, say we've got an event coming up and we have you do an event sign, or say the next year we want to use the same one, just change the dates. Are we able to change?
You can go right to Doodle Editor and do that on your own.
So we wouldn't have to ask you to do a new one. We could just reuse what we've got and just change the dates.
Exactly. And everything that you make, that they make for you, is in your library forever. Unless you absolutely just go through two or three steps to delete it.
I mean,
it doesn't even allow you to delete it by accident.
You can go pay up your library, and if there's a minor change, you change yourself.
Mm-hmm. You just throw it over to Doodle Editor and then just change it. It'll come up and you can change it.
Wow, that's nice.
Yeah. I'm just going to kind of walk this around and show you guys, give you an idea of what it will look like. That is a 3.1 and 3/4 of an inch by 10 foot, 2 3/4 inch sign, right there.
Is that the same as what?
Yeah, this is
the same as what you got on your truck that size.
Yes, it's just a lot bigger. The one that's in my truck is
the size ones, right?
That's a 4 foot by 8 foot.
Okay,
that's just a demo that I show everybody so they can kind of see what they're going to be getting. With a size this big, it's going to be clearer, if believe it or not, than that's going to be, because there's just more LEDs. Does that make sense? We also talked, let's show everybody here, can everybody kind of see that?
And what size is that? Sorry, missed that.
This is a 3.1 foot by 10 foot, 0.2 foot. Mm-hmm. The distance between the poles is 11 foot. This also, the pricing and stuff that I've got, I've also included a 1 foot by 11 foot banner at the top that's backlit with LED lighting. And then I can show you the paperwork and the pictures of what that sign would look like. Most generally, everybody's getting these white plastic and they're gluing vinyl in the back of the plastic, which fades the plastic. The sun hits it, it warps, it falls off on the inside of the plastic within 3 or 4 years, and then you've got a sign with crinkled up vinyl behind it. The panels that I'm talking about are embossed, vacuum form painted panels. And let me show you what that looks like. This is just a picture of the panels. Let's kind of walk this around. This isn't the can, but this is the panel. See how that's vacuum formed and painted?
Mm-hmm.
That's on the outside of this sign. What that does is it's a higher quality image. It's a better image to everybody. And it just looks much, much better. Can you see the vacuum formed? and that would be right above this full-colored LED sign.
In place of that hologram country club sign.
Mm-hmm. In place of that. So they take that down and put that up at the top. And we can put anything on there, any kind of artwork that you guys want on there, we can put it on there. I mean, if you want, I think somebody said something about Honey Creek Grill. If you want Honey Creek Grill with a couple of golfers next to Honey Creek Grill, then we can do that. I mean, we can do anything on that sign that you guys want to put on there.
That's nice.
Do you guys have any questions?
No, I do.
Okay.
The $1 million question.
Yeah.
How much?
Oh, well, that one right there.
Well, we weren't required to that yet.
No.
Go ahead.
Is that your question? Is how much?
Yeah, that's fine.
For the LED sign and the primary lighted sign, completely installed, turnkey, you guys don't have to do nothing. You're looking at $38,500. That's with everything.
And that's the 7 year?
That's the 7 year part, the 7 year on-site labor warranty, 7 years lightning strike and vandalism coverage, and the 7 years worth of custom content. And I can get you ramped up to the silver on the programming, which will give you guys 1,200 points a month. If somebody's gonna advertise on it, I don't know if you guys are gonna be doing this for free for people or if you're gonna be charging them. Always charge an artwork fee. And then you can get it done for free, and you can just throw that in the tin or whatever to pay for the sign. Something else that we do on these showcases, and The price has to be kept confidential. There's going to be people that drive by and see this sign when it goes up, and they're going to want to know, where'd you get it at? The next thing they're going to ask, whoever they ask this, is, what did you give for it? Because everybody wants to know, right? We ask that you don't reveal what you gave for it. With that being said, Vantage will pay you $4,000 for each retail referral that we get off of that location. So if a city comes by here and sees your sign, says, man, we want one of those, you give them my card and I go meet up with them, and you can't give them the price, we have you sign a statement stating that you won't reveal that price. So in 10 signs like that, it's paid for itself.
Well, that's
going to be difficult for us because everything is recorded.
Everything's recorded just now.
So price point, everything is all public record.
Well,
sorry.
If
somebody comes and goes through that much work, then we're just going to have to pass on that deal on $4,000.
What size sign is that you quoted?
That's a 3.1 3/4 inches up and down by 10'2" and 13/16" to the side and side.
And just for clarification, mm-hmm. I'm sorry. Just for clarification, we're really talking quantities of 2 on each, correct? Because is that one sign?
It's a double-sided.
It's a double-sided monument.
This is double-sided.
So the price we're talking about is the double size. We're talking a quantity of 2 of each.
Yes, yes. The top banner will be in a can with panels on both sides. Down low, you'll come with a master. They call them a master and a slave. So whatever's on the master is going to be on the slave side as well. So the same thing is going to be portrayed to the passing mobile market on both sides of that sign. Does that make sense?
It does. I just want to make sure.
Yeah, absolutely. You've got traffic. Your readability time up there. We went up there, of course. We took the picture. It's really, really good up there. I mean, the traffic's going by slow. You're going to be able to get so many ads into the cars that drive by there. It's kind of not even funny simply because of the length of readability, the size, and the traffic speed. They're not going 55, 60 miles an hour by there to not be able to see and read your sign.
But if somebody from Eagle Rock come down and say, well, would you get a sign? You tell them, mm-hmm. Would you pay us the $4,000 then?
I'll pay you the $4,000 when I come back and sell it.
Yeah, okay. Mm-hmm. If you sell it.
If I sell it, yeah. It'll be me and him or me or him.
Right.
And we're pretty good at what we do. We're real informational. We take really good care of our clients. It speaks volumes, you know.
I think that's it.
Because the second thing they always ask is, well, what was it like buying a sign from them? Or did they keep their word? Did they do what they said they were going to do? Is everything what they said it was? And we go far and beyond to make that true. And when you tell them that, then that builds credibility for us to go back in and retell our signs. Does that make sense?
Yes. And then I have another one. So if we decide that we are going to sell advertising spots on that sign, what type of revenue can a guy expect to charge for, say, a spot on that sign?
You know, with a 3-foot by 10-foot in a neighborhood like this, I'd say $2 to $2.50 per advertisement on that sign. You know, if you do 10 on there, you're looking at, you know, $2,500 a month off of that, and then you can do 5 or 6 of your own stuff.
Yeah.
I honestly don't know exactly what all goes on at Holiday Island Country Club, so I don't really know what all you guys are going to have. I'm sure it's going to be... sorry, I just swallowed that dang bug. like you get golf course stuff, country club stuff,
restaurant stuff,
meetings, everything.
Meetings, and, but you know, a lot of times we rent the place out,
mm-hmm.
and if we rent the place, the ballroom out, mm-hmm. We could actually say, okay, if you pay us $500 for the ballroom, we'll put on that ad outside for you. For, you know, we normally charge $250, and we'll just do, if you rent our place for the weekend, we'll put out your sign up, let's just say, for 2 days, you know.
Mm-hmm. And
that what you kind of do, then,
you know,
what would you suggest?
When you get this type of stuff up in an area that doesn't have anything like this, everybody's going to want to be on it.
Yeah.
All of the people in town, when they drive by and see this, they're going to want you to put their business on there because there's not a whole bunch up there in town for people to do. So all those businesses are going to want to be on this. Just get you a list, do 90, 6 month, and 1 year leases on it. Don't do month to month stuff, and don't ACH everything.
Don't do daily stuff.
Well, you can do daily stuff for what you're talking about. Yeah, that's right. Different. That's your sign. You can do whatever you want with it. But
right.
When these businesses come to advertise them,
then we go that 90
days, 6 months, and 1 year lease.
Right.
And you're still going to have a list of people that are going to want to be on that. I wouldn't fill it up with just that. I would save two or three of them for, you know, lake levels, stuff like that you're doing, and then whatever you guys got going on at the country club or at the grill, all that stuff. So, and I'll walk you through all of that. I'm not going to sell you guys a sign and say, here you go, good luck, at all. We are really good at what we do. I've been doing it for 25 years. He's been doing it with me for 3, and he's seen me doing it for 20. He's 20 years old. So, I mean, we've lived and eat and breathe these signs because we know that they work. And it's, I was in the car business forever. When you sell somebody a car for breaks in a year, you're the bad guy. You know what I mean? And with the sign business, you help people grow their businesses. So you're always the good guy, especially when you're handling the good product. So
obviously we've seen the Cadillac. This is the Cadillac version, is the way I look at it.
The three and the point one half by 10 foot.
So that's even bigger than the one we saw outside.
Yes, that's a 4 foot.
But I'm sitting here looking from where I'm sitting, it's like probably at least double, if not more, the distance from the Holiday Island Drive to where the monument sign is.
Mm-hmm.
So if that sign is good, why do we need to get this Cadillac version versus that size or smaller to still meet city code?
That's entirely up to you guys. I mean, readability, you guys have got a long length of readability there. A lot longer than from here to there. I just left up there. And so you want people to be able to see the advertisements when they can see the sign, not just a light up there. But that, you guys can go, I won't sell a postage stamp
up
there. But I mean, like, I think the smallest one I brought down here, and I brought multiple quotes, was a 3x7.
Okay, so that's a 3, that'd be just slightly smaller than that. What's that one looking like for a package?
32887 turnkey with the top sign and that sign. Mm-hmm. And this is installed.
No, I'm with you. I'm with you.
We're better off buying a $38,000 one because it's not that much more. You put a lot more advertising on it. We could sell a lot more advertising.
People are gonna
sign.
Yes. Yeah. That three foot by seven foot. You know, they're gonna. Or that's a 3 foot by 8 foot. I'm sorry. You know, people will advertise on it, they're going to be standing in line to advertise on it. I mean, you're talking about not really a mini, 3.2 by 10 foot size of a big sign. You know what I mean?
Can I have a question?
Okay.
This extra molded plastic that you're talking about,
mm-hmm.
is that extra in price?
I don't sell anything but that when I sell primary signs.
I mean, but is it included? If we don't do that, we'll keep what we've got there and just go.
I'll take $2,000 off of everything. Yeah.
So the price of the static sign that says Holiday Island Grill, that's included in that price.
And the price that I gave you guys, yes.
And what size is that? Is that the same as the...
That's the same as the... It's about 1 foot by 11 foot. So
that's
it's gonna
the same as the existing one.
No, the existing one's like 1.5 foot by like 8 foot.
Yeah,
eight
so it's a little
foot.
Bigger.
Yeah, it's bigger.
Okay.
Yeah. It'll be complete image upgrade up there. I mean, people come down that road and see the difference between what you got now compared, like the LED sign that's up there now has got a great big can around it. You've actually only got, I think it's 20 inches by 6.2 foot of LED readability signage there. And the rest of it's just big steel can. You see what I'm saying? The top sign's a wooden sign that's outdated, which is a horrible handshake to the passing mobile market that's coming through to the island. This will be a complete upgrade on image. It'll be a brand new upgrade. And you'll hear everybody will be happy about it. I mean, not everybody, because I mean, you're dealing with the city, but maybe everybody. Because we all know who's not going to be happy with it. Who's going to be happy
with it? Well, they're looking at me because they know who gets the heat.
Oh, boy.
David brought up the point that the 3x10
mm-hmm.
is a higher end
mm-hmm.
without any numbers. Mm-hmm. Is a 3x10 less expensive or more expensive than the 4x8?
The 4x8, and you're going by pixels here, okay? And you got to keep that in mind. So 4x8. The 4x8 is 120 by 240 pixels. So you're looking at 28,000. The 3x10 29,952. So,
but the one we're talking about has how many pixels then?
29,952.
So it's got quite a little more pixels.
It's got about.
Makes the sign clear.
It's good. Any of these signs are going to be clear. Any of them are going to be clear. 10
millimeters. Legible for a lot further if you had the more pixels. Is that correct?
These signs are not built for walk-up traffic. Like if I'm standing from here to that table, you're going to be able to see what's on there, but it's going to look pixelated. You stand from that door to that projector or that wall right there, it's going to look clear. And these aren't meant for walk-up traffic.
Yeah, right. These are meant for...
These are meant for the people
who are driving. Going by. I understand.
Yep. So, I mean, they're going to look amazing. Really going to look good.
Right. Good.
The 8, 6, and 4-millimeter signs are the ones that you see inside the casinos that they're as you're standing in line to get your club card and you can look at it and it looks good. Does that make sense? That's the pitch that you're talking about there.
Yeah.
You know, they're more money, of course. They're a lot more money. But then there's a lot more pixels on there.
Right.
So it's just a matter of what do I need and what do I not need. You don't need a 6 or a 4 millimeter.
So, what regarding the price or one or the other, what is the best thing for us to do long term? Is it the bigger sign or the smaller sign?
Guys, you won't have to do anything with that sign for 15 to 20 years if you do this bigger sign. You know, our signs are expected to last anywhere between 15 to 20 years. Everybody else's signs will be super bright when you first get them. And you might notice this from the bank sign that's in town. It probably looked great when they first got it. Every year it will go down by like 10 or 15% until it gets down to 50%. And why they do that's for warranty purposes. Our signs don't do that. Our signs, we buy the best diodes, the best power supplies. We have fanless power supplies. I could go into nuts and bolts on our signs and you guys would just be like cuckoo and not even know what I'm talking about. But our signs are built to last. If Daktronics or anybody else put a 7-year parts and on-site labor warranty on their signs, they'd go bankrupt because they'd be fixing signs all the time because that's what they do. That's why their parts warranties are what they are, is because if your sign breaks and you call and get it diagnosed and they ship you a part and then 4 days, 5 days it gets here, and then you have to find a technician to come and fix it, takes him a week or two to get here to fix it, and then you've got to send back the old part. It's not back in 30 days. You just paid $2,500 for a power supply on a sign that you just bought that had a 5-year parts warranty. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, is this a complete turnkey?
Absolutely turnkey, you bet. Yeah. Complete turnkey, and I can have it all here in 3 weeks. It'll be on a truck shipped here in 3 weeks.
Well, we need to have a special meeting. I think you ought to set up a special meeting for that.
We can.
Within the next few days, not 2 weeks, not a month later.
But, well, if you guys want, we can step out and let you have the meeting.
We can't do it today because it's not an agenda.
We would also, when you say special meeting, just make sure I'm clear, this would be to vote on this is the type we would want. Because we still have to go through the city for a variance to make sure that my point is how does the city weighing in on making sure that we give them the specs, whatever that decision is, to be able to say, yes, we'll get a variance or not. Because you don't want to buy the sign and not get a variance.
I think we can talk to the city prior to this meeting.
Okay, well, that's why I just want to make sure that we get the blessing before we move forward with anything like this.
Yeah, and then we're screwed.
I think Rich can talk to the city and get that figured out.
I think the worst problem is the city would have to call me and to approve us to have a sign of this size. I'll talk to Dan.
Well, it's more. It's
as long as I take all these specs, and I'll go to Lynn and Dan and see what they can do.
Just make sure we're all clear. It's not just the sign specs. It's the fact that we're even moving it onto a place where a digital sign cannot be.
Yes. We'll make sure we cover the whole 10 yards here.
Any other questions for the commissioners?
Not my name.
Carolyn?
I'm still concerned about the cost. There's any way we can save a little.
Can go with a smaller sign. We will retail just the LED that you guys bought, and you'll see that if you do business with us and we come back and we work referrals for around $60,000, probably something like that, for just the LED sign itself. And we don't usually install, no. And this is what we sell them for. I mean, we've got priceless to prove it, and this is what we sell them for. So that's how we can give you guys $4,000 for every time we get a referral from you. You know, the marketing department said they could see it doing anywhere between 6 to 10 in the first year here. It's usually 15 to 21, and it's because of the size of the town. You know what I mean? So it would give you a way to pay for your sign. And believe me, when you get the first $4,000 check, you're a lot more apt to say, hey, well, we know so-and-so that in Wilmington, Oklahoma, that, you know, runs the city that would like to have one. You know what I mean? And that's why we do it very quickly.
We can do a little sales on our own.
You better believe it. You make $4,000 every time.
That's what I was in the business for 50 years.
Yeah, it could wait for you guys to pay for it.
Well, as part of the, I'll say one final thought on that marketing and sales act. As part of the new Holiday Island phone book advertising person, I will tell you that we're not a huge city, and trying to get advertising even for the phone book is hard.
Right.
So if you're trying to say that we're going to make money off of this, I don't think that for us, our size is going to be making money, because I'm looking at our own books.
You don't know that.
I don't know. We will, and I guarantee, I would challenge you to show me, you know, in writing that you can hear.
Well, we're going to have a trial and see.
We may have a trial because there's still a vote. So.
Well, guys, I didn't want to come down here and beat anybody over the head with anything or make anybody upset. I would definitely love to earn your business. I'll take better care of you than anybody else will. I can promise you that. Vernon Anderson is my father-in-law, and he would come to Grove with a leash and a belt and beat me to death if I didn't. So.
I make a motion to adjourn.
I'll second the motion.
All right.
It's been moved and seconded. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.